Our next article is entitled A Day to Remember, written for us by Brian Hjortdal, who is a pastor of St. Luke Lutheran Church in Sacramento, California. Ash Wednesday is a poignant day for many pastors. We trace the assurance of death on the faces we love, old faces wrinkled with stories, newborn faces with eyes too big for the tiny heads, furrowed faces sagging with worry, bright faces warm with joy, beloved faces of so many colors and contours and expressions, and all of them ticketed for the grave. Maybe we baptize them. Maybe we will attend their funeral, or they ours. We look into deep, dear, lively eyes and put souls on notice. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. When COVID-19 reinforced this annual reminder with terrifying clarity, many pastors and faith communities got creative about Ash Wednesday. There were masks and gloves and swabs and drive-through ashes, home deliveries, virtual liturgies, and more. How does one deliver such intimate truth from a social distance? Even before the pandemic, I observed an uptick in both demand and creative supply on Ash Wednesday. New visitors came to worship. Seasoned pastors went to storefronts and train stations with portable ashes for people too busy to die. Apparently, there's a market niche for free, unfiltered honesty. Death, Paul wrote, is the paycheck for sin, and it arrives for us all. The church has bundled sin and death as a package deal ever since, and not always helpfully. What could simply be the natural or tragic end of a precious life becomes laden with blame or guilt, shame, regret, and anxiety about our eternal fate. Our desperate bargaining for answers to mitigate our grief and our helplessness can muddle a holy mystery. Yet dismissing Paul's insight into the link between death and sin is dishonest. Ash Wednesday insists that we face both. Each is a breakage. Death breaks the connection between breath and body that constitutes life. Sin breaks the connection between us and God that constitutes eternal life, and our dynamic union with God, and by extension, all of God's beloved creation. This sacred bond is not just a future hope, but a present possibility. Death doesn't begin eternal life. It transforms and deepens it. That's the gospel of baptism, that the other time when our foreheads are marked, beloved, we are God's children now, marked with the sign of the cross of Christ. What will be has not yet been revealed, says 1 John. What is revealed now in the brilliant afterglow of Epiphany is the disconnect and distance between who God is unveiled in Jesus Christ and how we currently are. The New Testament borrows an image from archery that we miss the mark. In English, the term is translated as sin. Like the fourth step in Alcoholics Anonymous, Ash Wednesday invites us to make a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Lent will offer us a full 40 days for this daunting work, and that's a lot of unfiltered honesty. And we have many wayward arrows to gather, don't we? Part of the genius of this is that picking up our fallen arrows forces us to bend down, finding them in the dust. We find ourselves there. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. This is more than a warning. It's a promise. Don't discount dust. Look beneath the couch. Dust is everywhere. Dust is in the DNA of the stars and the couple next door, and dust connects us and reconnects us to creation, especially the earth and the most vulnerable inhabitants who suffer from our egocentric myopia, cruelty, and neglect. Dust also carries the promise and power of life. When we become worm food, worms are fed, and life advances. That capacity to nourish life is already present in us now before we die, and we will all be transformed and deepened on the other side. If it dies, it bears much fruit, says John. Remember that it was dust that God first scooped up to begin sculpting a new, unprecedented friend. Well before the introduction of death and sin, God breathed the breath of life into dusty nostrils to kindle human life. Our journey begins in God's hands. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The deep promise of Ash Wednesday is that, by the way of the cross, we're all heading home. We will again be fully and truly ourselves. We will again be held in God's hands, and we will again be poised to awaken to wonder and beauty, far exceeding what a handful of dust could possibly imagine. We'll be born again. And for now, living in this gorgeous, fractured, treasured world, Ash Wednesday invites us to remember who and whose we are. Sin-scarred saints, wounded, wayward, and wondrous, broken and beloved children of God. Remember that you are God's, and to God you will return.